Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The market finally took a breather today, right? That S&P 500 win streak had to end sometime.
It did, yes. After six sessions of gains, the S&P 500, along with the Dow and NASDAQ, posted some modest losses. We're seeing a consolidation mindset kick in, especially after that massive run from the April lows. The Russell 2000, interestingly, was flat.
And it felt like a quiet day on the data front. Not much to really drive the action.
Exactly. No major U.S. economic data, and corporate news was pretty limited. There was some noise out of D.C. with President Trump on Capitol Hill discussing the reconciliation bill. Reports suggest he told House GOP members to back off Medicaid cuts and to, quote, let it go on raising the SALT deduction limit.
So a bit of political uncertainty, adding to that consolidation vibe?
Precisely. It seems neither side was fully swayed, and that uncertainty definitely contributed. But, you know, there wasn't a ton of conviction in the selling. Eight S&P sectors were down, but only energy fell more than 1%.
And we saw some defensive posturing with utilities, healthcare, and consumer staples actually finishing in the green. What about Brett?
Skewed negative. Decliners led advancers about 8-5 on the NYSE, and a bit tighter, 11-10 on the NASDAQ.
Got it. Any big individual names moving the needle? I saw Home Depot was down.
Yes, HD slipped about 0.6% after a mixed Q1 in EPS miss, but a revenue beat, and they reaffirmed their full-year guidance, saying no price hikes due to tariffs. Alphabet also dipped about 1.5% during its I.O. event.
And Tesla? Always a name to watch.
Tesla actually gained 0.5%, but it finished well off its session high. Mega caps in general were softer, fitting that consolidation theme, though they did show some late-day strength, helping the indices pair some losses.
What about overseas and commodities? Quick look there.
Sure. Europe was mostly up. DAX, FTSE, KC, all saw gains. Asia was also positive, with the Nikkei, Hang Seng, and Shanghai Composite all higher. Commodities were a mixed bag. Crude oil was pretty flat, around $62. Nat gas up. Gold saw a big jump to near $3,285. Silver also up nicely, but copper was slightly down.
Okay, let's shift to a real standout today. Amer Sports, ticker AS, just exploded higher.
Oh, absolutely. AS surged over 18% to a new post-IPO high. This was on the back of a stellar Q1 report. They beat EPS estimates significantly, their largest beat since their IPO in February 2024, and revenue grew a very healthy 24.5% year over year, also topping expectations.
That's impressive. What about guidance?
Q2 guidance was in line, which might have been a slight letdown for some, and the full year 2025 EPS guidance increase was less than the Q1 beat. But, you know, they might just be playing it conservative this early in the year.
Which segments really drove that performance?
Technical apparel was the leader, up 28%, driven by their flagship Arc'teryx brand. Outdoor performance, led by Salomon, also did very well, up 25%. Even Ball and Racket Sports posted a decent 12% sales increase.
Arc'teryx seems to be on fire, especially in footwear.
It really is. Footwear is Arc'teryx's fastest growing category. They launched the Norvan LD4 and Vertex Speed this spring, and they have an exciting pipeline for new shoe launches in the second half of the year. And critically, the women's segment for Arc'teryx is outperforming, with double-digit growth across all regions and channels. They see a big opportunity there.
And Salomon? I've been seeing those sneakers everywhere.
You and many others. Global brand momentum for Salomon sneakers is accelerating. They surpassed $1 billion in sales in 2024. The brand awareness has doubled in the past couple of years, and it's not just China and APAC anymore. They're making serious inroads in the U.S. and Europe.
So, a fantastic quarter for Amer Sports. Their year-over-year revenue growth has actually gotten larger in each of its five quarters as a public company. That's rare.
It truly is. And with all the recent M&A buzz in footwear, Skechers getting acquired, Dick's Sporting Goods buying Foot Locker Amer Sports is definitely attracting more investor attention, and I think deserves a higher profile.
Good stuff. Now, looking ahead, what's on the earnings docket for the rest of the week?
We've got a busy slate. After the bell Tuesday, keep an eye on JHX, Keys, MOD, PANW, Sky, TOL, VSAT, and ZTO.
And Wednesday morning?
Pre-market Wednesday, Baidu, Goose, DY, Low, MDT, Target, TGT, TJX, VFC, WB, and Wix. Then After Hours, Domo, ENS, Ramp, Snow, URBN, and ZM.
Thursday?
Thursday pre-market includes AAP, ADI, BJ's, LSPD, Ralph Lauren RL, and TD Bank. After Hours, Autodesk, ADSK, CPRT, Deckers, DEC, Intuit, INTU, Lionsgate, LGFA, Rost, Step, and Workday, WDAY.
And to round out the week on Friday?
A lighter day with BAH and Buckle, BKE, reporting pre-market.
Any quick thoughts on earnings we've already seen, besides Amir Sports and Home Depot?
Sure. 8x8, EGHT was in line across the board. Agilisys, AGYS, beat on EPS and revenue, but guided fiscal 26 revenue below consensus. Bilibili, had a solid beat on both top and bottom lines.
Okay, let's broaden out. Any macro headlines or general news items traders should be aware of?
Well, that reconciliation bill discussion in D.C. is ongoing. Also, the Senate voted to advance stablecoin legislation, which is significant for the crypto space. Internationally, the Reserve Bank of Australia cut its cash rate, and the PBOC announced a new loan prime rate.
Interesting. Anything else catching your eye?
The EU is reportedly planning a new flat tax on small items from online stores. On the tech front, Alphabet's Waymo got approval to operate its autonomous ride-hailing in more of San Jose. And, of course, lots of announcements from Google I.O., including updates to Gemini and their AI filmmaking tool, Veo. Apple is also reportedly shifting to let developers build AI apps using its own models.
That Apple news sounds like a big shift. What about specific company news?
Chevron's Venezuela waiver is expected to be extended. Nike is reportedly eliminating some jobs in its tech unit. And there's a report that Nintendo will partner with Samsung to build chips for the Switch 2.
Fascinating. All right, let's pivot to the indices and some specific trade ideas. What are you seeing in the SPY and QQQ?
The SPY showed incremental gains leading up to today's pause, with robust volume around midday. It's consolidating near that 592 level. Short-term support is around 590, with resistance near 593.
And the QQQ?
QQQ also looks positive overall, though it closed slightly lower today after hitting a high of 520.36. Volume peaked mid-afternoon. Support there is around 518, with resistance near 521. The VXX, the volatility index, decreased, which generally supports bullish sentiment.
We've seen some sector rotation, right?
Yes. Evidence points towards rotation into technology and industrials, both showing strong 30-day charts. The overall market sentiment, based on recent action, is cautiously optimistic. Key tech and industrial sectors are attracting interest.
So for swing traders, what's the key takeaway?
Focus on tech and healthcare sectors, which are showing strength. Look for continuation setups in large cap tech names with rising volume. But, as always, manage risk near key support levels, especially as the market digests various news items. The bias is cautiously bullish.
You mentioned continuations. What's on the watch list there? I saw TSLA flagged.
Yes, TSLA is a continuation name to watch. Beyond that, from a broader scan, TSHA is interesting. It's seen recent volume surges and rising price action. Support levels are $2.85, $2.90, $2.95, with resistance at $2.98, $3, and $3.05. An entry near $2.90, with a stop below $2.85, could target $3 to $3.05.
Okay, TSHA. What else?
MDB, MongoDB, has shown consistent buying pressure and breakouts. Support is around $188, $187.50, $186.80. Resistance, $189.50, $190, $190.50. It might consolidate around $189 with a possible thrust toward $190. Entry near $188, stop below $187.
Interesting, because I also saw MDB got a downgrade to hold from Loop Capital. How do you reconcile that with a continuation setup?
That's a great point. The continuation setup is often a shorter-term technical observation based on price and volume action. A downgrade might reflect a longer-term valuation concern or a change in fundamental outlook by that particular analyst. So for a swing trader, the immediate price action might still be favorable, but it's definitely something to be aware of and factor into risk management, perhaps by being quicker to take profits or having a tighter stop.
Good clarification. Any other continuation plays?
ANSS, ANSYS. It has an ascending price pattern with stable volume. Support, $344, $344.50, $345. Resistance, $346, $346.50, $347. Looks poised to reach $346, potentially $347. Entry around $345.20, stop below $344.
All right, those are some continuations. What about anticipation setups? Stocks that might be coiling for a move? NVDA was on that list.
NVDA is definitely an anticipation play. Strong institutional buying and positive AI sentiment. It looks to be in a consolidation phase with an upward breakout likely. Support levels are $132.50, $131, $129.75. Resistance at $135, $136.50, $138. An entry near $132.50 could target $135 and $136.50 with a stop below $129.75.
And in healthcare, VRTX, Vertex Pharmaceuticals?
Yes, VRTX. Continuous favorable drug trial results could propel it. It has formed a solid support base. Support levels, $445, $443.50, $441. Resistance, $449, $452, $455. Entry around $445 could target $449 for a short upside or $452 for a breakout with a stop below $441.
Excellent. Let's do some quick hits on analyst actions. Any notable upgrades or downgrades?
Sure. On the upgrade side, Air Lease AL was upgraded to buy at Citigroup with a $68 target. HP Enterprise, HPE, moved to outperform at Evercore ISI, target $22. And Mettler Toledo, MTD, was upgraded to buy at UBS, target $1,350.
And downgrades? Besides the MDB one we discussed.
Asana, Asan, was downgraded to underweight at Morgan Stanley, target $14. KLA Corp, KLAC, cut to hold from buy at Deutsche Bank. And Nutanix, NTNX, downgraded to market perform at Raymond James.
Any new initiations that caught your attention?
A couple, yes. Cameco, CCJ, was initiated with a buy at Goldman, target $65. And SAP initiated with an overweight at Wells Fargo.
Great overview. So, to wrap things up, what are the key trader takeaways heading into tomorrow?
The market is in a consolidation phase after a strong run. We're seeing some defensive rotation, but there are still plenty of individual stock opportunities, especially around earnings and specific sector strength like tech and healthcare, and as we saw with Amer Sports, strong fundamental stories.
Final thoughts for our traders?
Watch those key support and resistance levels on the indices. SPY 590 support, 593 resistance. QQQ 518 support, 521 resistance. Manage risk carefully. Focus on sectors showing relative strength and be ready for catalysts from earnings. The setups are there, but discipline is key in this environment.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for today's Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Trade smart.